Hello and welcome to another session of Here to Help. My name is Roxanne. Well, as we're kind of on the other side of the holidays, we're probably getting into the swing of 2019, trying to maintain and follow all of our New Year predictions that we made with good intentions, of course. One thing I want to talk about that a few of my clients have mentioned recently is how to deal with family members, especially if your addiction or the behavior that you exhibited and displayed to other people when you were in the midst of whatever it was you were going through. What if that behavior wasn't your best? What if you lied repeatedly? Maybe you stole things. Maybe you misinterpreted or misrepresented yourself to other people. But in any case, whatever you did caused other people to lose faith in you, to lose trust in you, maybe to even dislike you a little bit. A few of my clients, after spending time with their family over the holidays, realize that it's really hard for them to be around other people, especially now that they're sober. Because, you know, with sobriety comes awareness. When you're in the midst of whatever it is that you're doing, either your substance use or your gambling habit or your eating disorder, there is some lies and manipulation and deceitfulness that comes with that. Again, as I always say, in order for this to work, you have to be honest with yourself. When we're in the middle of whatever it is that we've got going on, we're lying. Not being completely honest is lying. So you're lying, and a lot of times people, for crazy as it is, they may find that hard to deal with. So a few of my clients, we've been working on that. What do you do when you're trying to do the best that you can now that you're trying to do what you know is right, but the people who you've wronged still hold that against you? What do you do? Well, first of all, you need to own it. You have to own up to it. And those people are entitled to their feelings. Whatever you did, it has consequences. And just because you are on the right path right now, just because you're committed to doing what you know you should have been doing all along, doesn't give you the right to tell someone else, okay, enough is enough. You're good now. I'm fine. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So cut it out. Let's just get on the same page. Well, no, you're going to have to own it. And those people may never trust you completely. Those people may never forgive you. And that is okay. It is not your responsibility to control other people's feelings. Other people will need to heal on their time. However, that doesn't mean that you have to consistently subject yourself to being emotionally abused. What is emotional abuse? Okay. Emotional abuse consists of language, behaviors by other people meant to put you down, to make you feel belittled, embarrassed, or ashamed. Emotional abuse is could be someone telling you, you're never going to amount to anything. You're never going to be good. You're never going to beat this. It's meant to be abusive and keep you locked in that mold of who you were. Other people don't have to forgive you, but you don't need and you don't have to put yourself in a position where you are constantly being emotionally abused, being torn down, being dragged down. Now, there is a difference with someone not trusting you because of what you have done. And then when you ask them why don't you trust me now? And they tell you, that's a different story. And this is a hard road. Like I tell my clients, this is a hard road. Sobriety is not for the weak and it's not for the faint of heart. You have to be strong. Falling into addiction is easy. You allow the addiction to take over. And again, it sometimes can be a psychological addiction where you're constantly feeling that you cannot function. You cannot deal without it. You're constantly thinking about the substance, the drug. You're constantly ruminating, going over in your head. You've convinced yourself that you need this drug. And there's also the physiological addiction, both of which I've mentioned in earlier sessions. But again, you know, there could be a physiological addiction or a psychological addiction or both addictions. And that is normal. Whenever you introduce a foreign substance, or a substance that has some kind of chemical component that causes or elicits a reaction, a physiological response, that is the natural progression. Sometimes you might get addicted. Although, you know, everyone's body chemistry, body makeup is different. It necessarily means that just because one person gets addicted, tries something and becomes addicted to it, means you're going to become addicted to it. But there is an addictive personality that I will discuss in future sessions. You don't have to allow yourself to be constantly berated and subjected to abusive language. You don't have to feel like you are less than nothing in order to deal with sobriety. No. The fact that you are wanting to become sober, that you're trying to follow along that path, means that you're strong. That means that you have a commitment. You might fall. You might stumble. You might relapse. You gotta keep going. You gotta figure out, what did I do, and keep it moving. As far as the family members, sometimes you might have to stay away. There's a thing in sobriety, rehabilitation, we call it people, places, and things. Sometimes you need to change your people, your places, and your things. And if family members are not healthy for you, then yeah, you need to change them. You need to step back. And it's okay to step back for your own healing. You need to step back. You need to get some space, some distance. It's okay. You need to heal. This is your time. This is a fight. You're in a battle. You need to protect yourself. You need to protect your mind, your spirit, and your body. People, places, and things. Change your people, change your places, change your things. Why do we say change your things and change your places? Because these can become triggers. You might associate going to the bowling alley with drinking, with drugging, with overeating, with not eating. Change the people. It's going to be hard. Going back to our original topic, family members, they're your family. Sometimes you have no choice but to be around them. Or so you think. It's okay, maybe to just come for the first part of the Thanksgiving meal or the first part of the Sunday dinner and then leave. You can do that. You're an adult. How do you do that? Okay. If you have questions, please message me. I'd love to go over step by step in creating a plan. Plans are so important when you are trying to maintain sobriety. I love your questions. I love your comments. I hope that you will take what we've discussed and you're able to implement it and apply it to your own life. Thank you for listening. I'm here to listen. I'm here to collaborate, and I'm here to help. Have a great day.